The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
We are Living by the Word Ministries, a nonprofit organization dedicated to one cause. That cause is the truth given in the Holy Bible, which we believe is the inerrant and infallible Word of God, conferred to man to live by. We let the Word of God be the final authority as to what is or is not true. We strongly feel that if we do not expose false doctrine, we only encourage it. This ministry is designed to challenge you from an apologetic point of view. 1 Peter 3:15 instructs us to always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect. This is Michael Tinsley. Please stay tuned while we arm you, the believer, to keep living by the Word. It's the noble thing to do.
Yes, 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 indeed. It is a noble thing to do to keep living by the Word. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Living by the Word Ministries presentation of the Bible Information Brokers. My name is Daryl E.Z.D. Fulton, and I'm one of the teammates here at the Bible Information Brokers. And I'll give you a special Memorial Day report on the other members. Brother Eric, keep him in your prayer. Our screener, he's in Arrowhead, taking care of some family business. Professor Craig Hawkins, you know that he's out in Vietnam and Cambodia doing that special trip that we talked about for the last month and a half. So keep him in your prayers for safe travels and a excellent time taking care of ministry out in this Asia and the Southeast over there. Additionally, I will be your host. You will be taking the place of all the other teammates because you are the listening audience. You are the team. But as we get this program started, we always like to start off with a word of prayer. So bear with me right now as we do go to the Lord in prayer. So those of you would be so kind as to go with me. Father God, we just count it a privilege to be alive today. This is a Memorial Day, a special holiday in the United States where we honor those people who have fallen in service to our country. We're going to talk about a person who gave his life that's way beyond what we can ever dream of. But because he gave his life, he satisfied life for everyone eternally. And we will talk about that during the broadcast. But Father God, we just ask and pray that during this special broadcast, I ask that you would anoint each and every person that is listening, myself, my guest pastor, who's going to be, I'll just introduce him in a moment, but he'll be kind of watching things as we have this broadcast. Our dear friend Remy, who's going to take care of all the engineering, we just thank you for everyone that will be an active participant in this broadcast. And those of you that won't be an active participant, I don't see how you would not be after I give you the instructions on how we're going to do it. Lord, I just ask and pray that you'll put on everybody's heart the ability, the willingness, the wantingness to participate. We are a question-answer format, Lord, and we're going to still do that as well. But we're going to do it in a special way today. Not only are we going to honor the fallen soldiers of our United States and give people an opportunity to call in about that, but we're also going to give people an opportunity to talk about and answer questions themselves as I flip the script on them, Lord. I believe this is what you would have me to do today so that they may be able to answer questions and then turn them in and we'll deal with the answers. Lord, help us to have a show that will be honoring and pleasing to you. And at the same time, honor and pleasing to you, let it be glorifying to you, even as we edify ourselves through each other. In Jesus' name, I thank you and praise you. Amen. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you're probably saying, Easy, what are you talking about, man? What show? How are we going to flip the script on us? Well, here's what we're going to do, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to ask that you would write down this number and call in. And when you call in, all the calls that call in tonight, I want you to give honor to the person or persons that are a fallen soldier, wounded soldier, or anyone that served that you want to honor on this Memorial Day. And we're going to do it whereby many people can call in and participate, because I'm putting a time limit on those calls, because I have many questions to ask all of you. And here's how the show is going to go. When you call in at 888-995-5552, 888-995-5552, you give our screener your name and the city you're calling from. And then we're going to, when I bring you on the air live, you're going to have a maximum of 54 seconds. And I'll explain that 54 seconds in a moment to be able to give your honor to whoever you choose. That's a maximum of 54. You don't have to take all 54 if you don't need to. But please, we're going to say right honoring that time of 54 seconds per caller. You may hear this bell on the 10-second mark. I will be keeping time, and I'm real good at timekeeping and refereeing. So when you call in to give your honor and memorial to those that you love or those that you know of, then feel free. We want many calls as the broadcast can handle. So we're going to be taking 5 calls at a time, and then 4 calls at a time in between questions and things like that as the callers call in. So you can start dialing now at 888-995-5552, 888-995-5552. If you want to give honor to those that have been fallen, that you're related to, that you know, friends of yours, just give simply their service, what particular part of the service they were in, the war or the conflict or the battle that they were involved in, and their name. And if you happen to have their rank, that'd be wonderful as well. So you have 54 seconds to give that honor to those that were lost in the war, wounded soldiers, or those that even served. And if you are a person that is in the Army, Air Force, Marines, Navy, in any part of the service, you may call in also to honor those that have fallen in battle with you. We would love to hear from you about that and give also your rank and the time that you spent in the service and those that you're honoring. So please take an opportunity to start the calls coming in now at 888-995-5552. 888-995-5552 is the number. Please, someone give me a call now and make sure our lines are working, and then we'll be able to bring those on that want to do that honorary mention as we speak. Now, I said this show is going to be flipped on you. Here's what I really, really need you to do. I need you to take out either some writing utensil, some paper, or you can send yourself an email, text, write it down, type it, however you want to do it. You know, you guys have all these modern technology where you can do it on phones, you can do it. I send myself text because I can't read my writing half the time. The things I write in the studio here, it's hard for me to even read it after we're done. So I usually send myself text or email so I can read my notes to myself. But also, with these questions and answers we're going to do today, I will be asking you questions, and you're going to write down the answer. And everyone in the listening audience, you can participate. Those that are on Facebook, you can participate. Those that listen to us by way of tweet and all those other apparatuses, you can participate. So the way that you're going to participate is this. livebyword@aol.com is the email address that I want you to send anything by way of internet. The email address that we're going to use tonight for you to send your answers in is livebyword@aol.com. I'm reading every single answer of every single person that participates in this broadcast tonight when you answer these questions. And you're going to hear about the questions. They will be quite interesting for you. It's going to be everything Bible information brokers. It's going to be things that we've talked about on this broadcast for years. It's going to be questions that you may or may not know the exact answer for, but you give your best shot. And you're going to keep these questions in order, so it'll be very easy for me to know that you're answering that question. So put a number next to the question that we're going to be asking, and that way you can give your answer. If you're going to do it by internet, then the only address that you need to write down and send that information to is Bible Info Brokers. I'm sorry, correction. LiveByWord@AOL.com. That's LiveByWord@AOL.com. You can spell it out. It can be lower caps, and that'll take care of it. But that's LiveByWord@AOL.com. If you're on internet, Facebook, Tweet, Truth Social, and the other medias that we have, if you type the answer on there and then just copy and paste it and then email it to me, that would be the most efficient way we want to handle all of the questions that are going to be answered by you tonight. And when you do that, remember our dear friend Brian that passed away and went on to be with the Lord a couple of years ago? I think it was September, just about, no, it's actually September of last year. I'm saying a couple of years. Wow, time is slipping me. Brian left so many books, and we're considering what to do with those books. But also, I have other special gifts for everyone that will participate. Everyone that will participate, you're going to receive something for participating when you send your answers in. When you call in, we'll be able to allow you to give that memorial. That's a participation. But everyone else that will not call in at 888-995-5552, 888-995-5552. So please, someone out there, one of our regular listeners, I need you to call in and make sure the lines are working so we can know that you're receiving this message from me about calling in to honor those that you want to honor by giving their name, rank, the service that they served in, or the force that they served in. And also, if you know the combat or anything like that, you can give us that information. And those calls will be 54-second max so that we can take as many as we can get. Now, if there's a few, because of whatever reason, if you're get ready for a big picnic tomorrow or something like that, then I understand that too. But we want to take as many calls. And those that would call in, I encourage you to honor those that serve. Give a shout out to them now. Let us know who they were at 888-995-5552, 888-995-5552 is the number. Everything else is going to be questions to you. You can either write them down, and if you write them down, then you're going to be able to mail them, and you're going to be able to mail them to our P.O. Box office number, and you can put that in an envelope, and you put your answers in the mail and send it to us. So there's two ways, email or regular postal mail, that you're going to send your answers in. And me, I, Daryl Easy D. Fulton, will read all the answers and grade you. It's not simply a participation. You know how they say the participation medal that people are getting now and stop putting so many scores in? Well, what we're going to do is allow you to be rewarded with something for your participation. What that something is, we'll be talking about it next week for sure. But it's going to be in either the form of a book or an opportunity to be involved with a raffle, a skilled raffle, to win a prize based upon your answers. So stay tuned for that. It's going to be some exciting things as far as the participation reward you get. But I want every chicken in the barnyard, all of us, to participate. Anyone that can hear my voice, anyone that hears the archive shows, and you hear the show, you can participate. So whether you're live now or the archive shows, we have a plethora of items that we want to bless you with by your participation in this Memorial Day broadcast. So those that are calling in, please call. We'll set you up and we'll get started on those. Please, please, please take the opportunity to be a blessing to those that have served us, have died, wounded, or even in service now. And you want to honor them, and you should honor them. I have a dear brother that's a pastor friend of mine. I'll say his name now, Pastor Wayne Cooper. I may have him read some scripture for me later, or I may not. Depends on how the broadcast goes. But the reason why I'm asking you, and Wayne served in the Army, and I'll let him actually come on online and be able to start this with where he served, and if he want to honor anyone else in his family or someone that he knows has fallen, or even some of the people he may have served with, I'm going to give him an opportunity actually to start us off with that, and he's going to be able to come on the air momentarily. So now, I said a lot of words. Let me get back to the very simple way we're going to do this. Please have available where you can either write down your answers or type in your answers on Facebook or whatever you do, where you can cut and paste it, where it can go into an email. And the email address where you're going to send your answers at the end of the broadcast is liveByWord@AOL.com. That's LIVEWORD. I'm sorry, liveByWord@AOL.com. liveByWord@AOL.com. Don't laugh if you don't use AOL, but we still use it here. So that was going to be the answers for everybody that's going to be online answering your questions. So you won't be able to finish those answers until the end of the broadcast, because this show is about me getting answers from you. Not now on the phone. Everyone's going to call in. Is going to call in about a memorial that they want to give a shout out to those that may have died in your service as kin to them or a loved one or a friend, what have you. You call in right now at 888-995-5552. 888-995-5552. And remember, I'm going to give you 54 seconds each so we can get many, many callers. And I'm trusting the Lord that many people will call in and honor our fallen soldiers this Memorial Day. Now, I'm going to give you some questions in sort of like categories. Some of them are going to be easier than other ones. But here's the first question. And you can write it down. Write down the answer only and put down number one. So the first question, I may forget the number that we're at, but we'll be able to look back over the tape and know the number. So, but you number them so we can have them. So the first question is going to be, and you probably can't be wrong about this one, what is your favorite Bible scripture by address? Give the book, give the chapter, and the verse. I want your favorite Bible scripture or pericope, which is a group of scriptures that's maybe talking about a context. What's your favorite Bible scripture by address? So now, I see callers calling in, and I don't know if is Pastor Cooper ready to be able to speak and give his service and when and anybody else he may want to honor. Is he in a position to speak now, Remy? Pastor Cooper.
Thank you, Daryl. Yes. I served in the United States Army for 11 years, from 1978 to 1989, and had the privilege to serve my country in several places. I was stationed in Fort Hood, Texas. I was stationed in Fort Richardson, Alaska, in the city of Anchorage. I was stationed at Fort Wainwright, Alaska, in Fairbanks, Alaska, and then I was stationed in northern Germany. And so I spent a total of 11 years and served my country proudly. And while I did not go to combat, I did know several people that did, and several of my friends, you know, went over. And fortunately, the ones that I knew, they did come back. Although some came back, had some, you know, some life-changing injuries and other circumstances that impacted them. But there were, I also have family members.
Please give her names. Give the names.
On both sides of the family. On my dad's side, I have like uncles by the name of Eddie Cooper, who died in the Korean War. I had others also in the Cooper family who died in the Vietnam War. So in our family tree, we've had people who have served and who unfortunately did not, live to come back home. But our family was proud of their service, and we understood why they served. And, you know, they loved their country, and they did their best. And so we're proud of that. So I'm just really proud to say that I served, and I've always that's been a very signature moment in my life. I've never regretted it, and if I were doing it over, I would do it again. In fact, I have a 19-year-old grandson that I'm trying to get to join the United States military.
Encourage him, huh?
Yeah, I'm trying to encourage him.
Yeah, so.
And so I think that our armed forces are second to none. I think that our country is second to none. And so this weekend is a moment where we need to reflect of the sacrifices that many made so that we could live the kind of lives that we live. So, again, I just thank you for the opportunity of just sharing that little bit.
And thank you for sharing, Pastor Cooper. Appreciate that. Just hang in there and hope you enjoy the broadcast. Ladies and gentlemen, again, you're listening to Living by the Word Ministries. My name is Daryl EZD Fulton, one of the teammates. Please keep in prayer Eric and Professor Craig Hawkins, we call PCH. Keep them in your prayers as they travel, and prayerfully they'll be back next week with us. But this show is all about Bible Information Brokers, the listening team. You are the listening team, and I appreciate you listening in. We're going to be doing a bunch of questions in between the calls. I want to give honor to those that are fallen soldiers, and I'll get right to it right now as we just take them right in order as I see them and go to, is that Nita in Los Angeles? Nita?
Not yet.
How are you doing? Doing well, well.
I'm blessed. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. You know what, Nita? I'm going to need to use you some of your time, but I won't start your time until after I'm through. Nila, get through introducing this situation about the 54. Let me explain to you folks what the 54 is. The 54 represents something that the Lord gave me years ago, and I have what they call a patent pending on my golf ministry. I've mentioned this some time before in the past, but in 2021, the Lord and I had some serious discussion about what do I do in life, what do I do in ministry, and I've been trying to get the Bible in chronological order on a silver screen in the original places that they were. Now, Neela, you can know right there that's probably going to take millions and billions of dollars, right? And I'm not going back to work. I'm double retired and happy about it. So since that's my situation, the Lord kind of put on my heart this golf thing. I got into golf late, and a long story short, 54 is the number that I'm using for the perfect score in golf that does not exist. Those of you that have golf know there's no standardized perfect score in golf as of yet. I have a patent pending on that. Bowling has 300. Golf doesn't have a doggone perfect score. Can you believe that? Well, if I get the patent, we will have one. Now, I will say this also, Neela, and I want you to pray for me about this and everyone listening about this whole golfing concept, because it's designed to raise money for the body of Christ. And here's why. Golf, I believe, is God's game. So golf, God's game, GGG. And we, you know how we do, if you listen to this broadcasting at the time, we do letters and then try to make it easy for people to remember. So if you remember Triple G, you remember that golf's God's game, or God's game golf, however you want to name it. I'm trying to figure out what I want to do that. But the key thing is, because I'm an ambassador for Christ, and that's what I do this broadcast for, I happen to be an ambassador in golf as well. So you're going to be the first one, Neela, to give me an answer on what you think about what motto I should use. Should I use the motto?
My goodness.
Yeah, you're going to be the
God
first. Listen to me. Here's the two questions. Here's the two possibilities. Don't choke on me. Here's the two possibilities. Are you listening? Neela?
I don't know how to say it over the radio.
No, Neela. Here's what I want you to do. And everyone else, listen. When I bring you on the air, and then you also can type this in your second question.
I'm blind, so I can't type in.
Oh, that's, don't worry about it. You're going to give me your answer on the air, so we're going to have yours live. So don't worry about that. Neela, I need you to tell me, should I get the logo or the trademark of Double Ambassador or Ambassador Double? Which one is more appealing to you?
Double Ambassador.
All right, folks, that's going to be your first thing you lead off with before you get into your memorial. What do you pick?
Do,
no, you already did it. You gave me your answer. It's either Double Ambassador or Ambassador Double to help Easy prayerfully use one of those as a trademark to bring the game of golf together with the Christians and the world. Now, Neela, I've talked enough. So now I need you. Your time is, you're on the clock, whereby you can give your memorial to whomever you wish.
Okay. Oh, Lord.
Take your time. No, take 54 seconds, max. Go ahead, Neela.
Okay. Whew. I don't know how to say it. I guess I get it right. God, help me, Jesus.
Is a loved one of yours that served in the service?
Yeah, my brother, Harold Morris Band, he deceased March the 8th. He did the Navy and the Army, and out of both military that he did, he gave him 42 years of his life.
Wow.
Now he's deceased. And then I have an older brother, Fred. He did the Navy, and he did the Marines.
Wow.
And Fred is still alive. He's 75 years of age. And then I have Willie Gibson. He did the Army. Willie Sr., he did the Army. George Bolden. These people are deceased that I'm mentioning now.
Yes, ma'am.
They're all deceased. Let me see. Jimmy Boeing, he's still alive. There's so many of them. God bless them. My father, Charlie Nelson.
Mm-hmm.
My Uncle Wes. My Uncle Odell Perkins. Oh, my God. There's so many.
Well, you know what, Neela? I just want to say this to you. I want to thank you for them. Through you, we thank you for having them in your life and for serving our country. And I appreciate you calling in, okay?
God bless you. Thank you.
God bless you as well, Neela. Appreciate you, man. That's what it's all about, folks. 888-995-5552. Like Neela, like Pastor Cooper, you can call in right now and let us know. Number first question, the first thing you're going to lead off with is, should I call my little God's Game Golf double ambassador or ambassador double, and then get right into your memorial of those loved ones and where they serve, their rank, if you have that, and the conflict or war that they served in. And let's get right into it. Let's go to Ken in the city of Pasadena. Ken, thanks for calling in, brother.
Yeah, I'm going to say double ambassador.
All right. Thank you very much.
Okay. And then I had a distant cousin. He was born in 49 and died in 69, just shy of his 20th birthday, in the Dinh Tuong province in Vietnam, and one of the things, plus I'd like to honor all of veterans who have fallen. I wrote a real short poem. It's called The Fallen Comrade.
Please give it to us.
Take time to remember our fallen mates, those men and women of the United States who served with honor and with pride, whose courage in battle was truly tried, who fought our foes to keep us safe, preserving freedom in their wake. Don't forget that life is fleeting. Make every moment have a meaning. For you're just a vapor that appears for a while, then disappears. Fallen comrades, we honor you. Our fallen friends, we miss you. As we tip our glasses and make this toast, may you rest in peace, absent but never forgotten.
Amen. Brother, God bless you, man. Appreciate you.
No problem.
Amen. Wow. Folks, that's how I wanted this show to go. Honoring folks and you answering the questions. Don't forget to write those answers down. And you're going to be sending them to livebyword@aol.com email. Or I'll be giving you the address a little bit later on, in a few minutes, on where you can mail your answers to if you're so inclined and you don't use the internet. But I'm going to go right back to the phones for the memorial and your suggestion about Ambassador Double or Double Ambassador. Sherelle from City of Inglewood.
Yes.
My youngest daughter's name is Sherelle.
Hi.
Hi, Sherelle.
How you doing, Easy? Double Ambassador, I think.
Okay. Now, who you got for me you want to give a shout-out to?
Yes. Yes, I want to honor my second cousin, my mother's first cousin, Carl Stout. He served in the Army in the Korean War. He saw combat, and one of the things that let us know that he was in combat is he had a big scar on the back of his back, and we would ask him how he got it, and he would tell us it was from the war. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't until after he passed away in 2011 that we found out he had all these medals that he had received in his time in doing his service, and he never talked about any of that, you know, so we were just surprised. And the other thing I want to say about him, he was a good man, and he always washed MASH every day at 7:30.
Amen. Sherelle, God bless you and for your loved one service to our country. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies and gentlemen, 888-995-5552. We have some open lines. Please, let's fill these lines up with your honoring and memorializing those that served in our country or served our country in the armed services. And you give their name, the service they were in, their rank, if you have it, the conflict, the war that they were involved with. We want to honor those during this Memorial Day broadcast. So please call in. And I have questions, more questions for you after this next caller. After you want to call in, please, and we'll take calls and questions, more calls than questions, so that you won't get feel like you're on the hot seat and professor won't be mad at you if you get some wrong answers. Let's go to Pablo from Whittier. Pablo, thanks for calling in.
Thank you for accepting my call. Yes, I go with Double Ambassador.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And I would like to honor my uncle. His name was Thomas Valencia Jr. He fought in World War II, and he signed in with the military when he was 17, but he lied about his age, said he was 18. He was able to make it, him and five of his friends, his high school friends. And out of the five, two made it back, my uncle being one of them. And he received a Purple Heart because he was in a building. He was in northern Germany, and he... after a grenade was thrown in the room he was in, he jumped from a second-story building, injuring himself, but he managed to make it back
wow.
to, you know, his troops. And they got him to safety. And he was missing in action for a while as far as the family. We didn't know where he was at until they finally notified my grandmother where he was at.
Mm-hmm.
And he lived a long life. And he passed in 2021, and but he would share stories with me. And he loved it when I went in the room, and I would see him, and I would salute him and tell him he was a honorable soldier. And he loved
wow.
it.
Wow. That's special, brother.
And but he survived. But he shared a few of the soft stories with me. He didn't want to talk about any of the hard
sure,
stuff, which
sure.
I never pressed on. I go, do you have a story for me? And he would tell me, oh, yeah. And he would give me something soft.
Very good. But how old were you, Pablo, at this time? How old were you at this time?
Myself, I was 40 years old.
Okay, man. Brother, thank you very much, man.
In 2021.
Thank you very much for honoring your loved one. Appreciate you, man.
Thank you.
God bless.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have open lines. Call. We're ready to receive them. 888-995-5552. 888-995-5552. I have another special person I want to bring on the air to give some memorial of his loved ones. Remy.
Hey, how's it going?
Going all right, brother.
So do I have to say double ambassador?
Double ambassador? Okay, thank you.
That's what I'm going with. And then, yeah, I'd like to memorialize my dad. He was actually in the Vietnam War. He was a Navy corpsman. He then served in the Army Reserves for almost the rest of his life until he retired, and he retired at a lieutenant colonel, if I remember right.
Mm-hmm.
And he just passed this past November.
Oh,
so.
Wow. Man. Condolences, brother, and at the same time, appreciation for you and dad.
Yeah.
God bless you, man.
No problem.
Appreciate
you. Thank you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, like Remy, like everyone else that called in and called and gave us information about their loved ones that served, we want to hear from you. Let's take an opportunity to honor those that served our country. Give us their name, their rank, if you would, if you have that, where they served and how they served, any conflict that you know they served in. I don't care how far it goes back. We want to hear from you about your loved ones that serve on this Memorial Day. So let's give a shout out to those, your loved ones. Call us right now at 888-995-5552, 888-995-5552, 888-995-KKLA. Call us right now. We have all open lines. Now I will get into the questions. But you know what? Before I get to the questions, let me do this because this is a way I can give the address simultaneously and kill two birds with one stone in regards to the support of this broadcast. Now, when Professor and I usually give the time to let you know how you can participate in supporting this this ministry prayerfully, we always ask, and that's our preference. If you have a choice to make between the one giving us prayer or praying for our ministry or sending us money, we'll take the prayer. we trust the Lord to take care of that other money stuff his way. Because you know what he said, even I believe it was in the book of John, where he said, I think it was John 6:33, if I remember the address, because that's going to be one of your questions coming up in a moment. If you seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added, and I'm sure it included in the list, or should, have talked about these world goods, the monies and things that you need to continue operating. And since we believe and we know that we're doing the Lord's work, then we're trusting the Lord to supply that need. But we would be remiss, and we would not be taking care of our business in a proper, efficient way if we not give you an opportunity to participate financially. So again, yes, prayerfully, please, everyone should be able to do that for us. Everyone should be able to talk behind our back to the Lord about this ministry, about a ministry as a collective, and also us individually, the various ministries that we do on an individual basis. So please keep Eric in your prayers. Keep Professor Hawkins, PCH, in your prayers. Keep myself, EZD, in your prayers. Keep Brian's widow, Ari, and her family in your prayers. These are the ones that are doing the work of our ministry, a very small crew, but we're trying to get as much we can done in this format that the Lord gave us, to his glory and his honor and your edification, all of our edification. So here's what I'm going to do. You know how I told you can send your answers to your questions by email? Well, here's how you can send them by way of mail. And in addition to that, while you're writing out your questions and sending them by mail, and you want to slip a check in there, a money order, or anything that you do with writing, have your bank send it, you need to write the check out to Living by the Word, or LBTW, Living by the Word, or LBTW, and then write the envelope to the same, Living by the Word, at P.O. Box 90477 in Los Angeles, 90009. Very important. If you're going to support this ministry, the various ways I'm going to tell you in a moment, but here's how you can send the information, or send the money, send the check, send the money order, send the cashier's check, what have you, and also send the answer to your questions for tonight so I can read those answers and get you in a participating pool to receive your reward for participating. Every chicken in the barnyard, as I say, will receive a participation reward in some form or fashion, and you will hear about it by next week. But P.O. Box 90477 is the address in Los Angeles, 90009. Once again, make the check, money order, envelope, and put your answers to your questions in the envelope, or even just put your answers in. If you don't have any money to send, that's okay. We love you just the same. We appreciate you, but please, please, please pray for us. But write everything out to LBTW, or Living by the Word, P.O. Box 90477 in Los Angeles, 90009. Now, if you're so inclined, here's another way. I actually did this myself this week. I sent us a Zelle payment because I hate fees. You know, I tell you all the time, I hate fees, but we're trying to take advantage of all the resources that's available to us to receive donations to keep the support of the ongoing work of this ministry going, because we have to pay for the time on the radio, the website, all the associated costs. No one, absolutely no one, gets a salary in the ministry. The ones I just mentioned don't get a salary, but we have a BIB general fund. So anything you send in that wants to go to the general fund to take care of the ongoing work to keep the ministry going the way it's been going for about 25 years now, then that's what you do. You designate BIB, or just don't put any designation, and we know that goes to the general fund. But if you're also inclined and you want to give to our dear brother, Brian's widow, Ari, to help support her in paying for her medical monthly, and she's so appreciative of that, and she let us know, you know, she's a hardworking woman. She wanted to take everything care of herself. But I said, listen, your man has died and went on to be with the Lord. That put a gap in there. Let us love you enough to continue with you until you tell us that we don't have to anymore, and we will let the listening audience know. But right now, we need your support, because we believe it's right and good for us to do what we call the FFF, the Faithful Friend Fund, giving to Brian's widow, Ari, for the help, support, and paying for her monthly insurance medical payments, or medical premiums. And we really, really appreciate your support on that. And the last designation that we have right now is TOT. The one I'm going to give you right now is TOT, and that's training of trainers or teaching of trainers, where Craig is now right now. He's in dealing with Cambodia and Vietnam for sex trafficking in association with his law school, Trinity, whereby he's taking a group of people down there. I almost had the opportunity to go myself, but things didn't work out for who I wanted to bring. So maybe next trip he goes there, because I'm very interested in sex trafficking and things like that as well, to make the world a better place and really fighting for that situation, that horrific situation. So TOT is the other designation you can make. So let me go over them again. BIB is for general. FFF is to help participate in Brian's widow area as far as her medical payments. And also TOT for training of trainers, where Professor Hawkins goes overseas, Nepal, Bhutan, Kathmandu, and things like that, whereby he's training people to go take the gospel in places that he has, like he says it, a white man that will stand out like a sore thumb if he tried to get in those places where people don't even speak English and never even had the scriptures. But he's training trainers to go out there to spread the gospel message. And you are vicariously through us supporting that ministry, and the Lord knows who you are, and the Lord appreciates, we certainly appreciate your support. So you can designate, and when you do that, I've already given you the address where you can mail it to and make out the checks, but now you can go online even right now and send it by way of Bible Info Brokers. Check out our website, click the icon that says support and donate, and you'll be able to give that way. Just follow the simple instructions, like simply a one paragraph instructions, and it'll tell you very simply how you can donate one time, subscription on a monthly basis, or what have you. I even did it by Zelle. So if you want to do like I did and see if it works, and it worked for me, and so it should work for you. Send the money by Zelle also, if you have Zelle, and make it out to the email address I'm giving you today, liveByWord@AOL.com. That'll work not only for the questions today, but also if you want to try to send some financial support by Zelle, which will save those fees. And I will love you even more for it, because I don't like fees. So there you have it. We appreciate it, your support in advance. Wow, that was a mouthful. So don't forget, very, very, very important caveat. And I'm so sincere when I say this. Do not, I repeat, do not. Send any monies to this ministry and take away from the ministry where you go to church, where you fellowship, where you're growing in your most holy faith, where you should be supporting those ministries that you belong to. So we're not here trying to take away from, yes, Living by the Word Ministries. Our ministries love and appreciate you by the Bible Information Brokers and our various other ministries you're going to get an opportunity to know about in the future. But right now, the Bible Information Brokers team is telling you, do not take away from the place that you participate in going, growing, and serving. Take care of them. Take care of them generously. And if the Lord has blessed you with extra, then by all means, consider what I've been giving you the information for, and we appreciate that in advance. Please, please take that admonition. It's very important to us that you don't take away from the ministries that you go to, and we're trusting the Lord. Now, getting back to what we're doing tonight, we're taking calls about who you want to give memorial shout-out to and thanks for serving, loved ones that may have passed, those that may be wounded, those that are even serving now. Of course, Memorial Day, talk about the ones that passed, but I want you to also honor the ones that are serving even today if you don't have anyone that you know, the loved one that passed. So I want to not let you call in if you want to call. But we have open lines at 888-995-5552, 888-995-5552. Lisa and Rachel, I'm going to get to your calls in a second, but I want to make sure that people get the number and also the address where they're going to mail in or email in those answers. So don't forget, we're on, I think, question 304, whatever one it is. I may have lost count already, but email is liveByWord@AOL.com, liveByWord@AOL.com, or you can send it to the post box office if you're going to mail it at P.O. Box 90477, Los Angeles 90009. Even if you're not giving, there's no problem. Send your questions in by mail if you don't use email address. And I'll give those addresses a little bit later on again so that we, you know, can get all your answers in, because you will get a participation something. Now, Let's get back to it. Let me give you one more question. You know, we have said in Bible Information Brokers in our opening, you hear something, a scripture that is given. I want you to go in your memory bank because we just played it today. You heard a gentleman by the name of Michael Tinsley, a dear friend of mine. And if, for a little history lesson, I actually wrote that. If you could believe that or not, I actually wrote the opening. And Michael Tinsley had that great radio voice that he was kind enough many years ago to record that for us. And we continue with that recording. Brian and I used to fight about changing it. I said, well, that was my buddy. He's the one that did it. Brian said, we're never going to change that. Now he's gone. And I'm going to honor Brian and not change Michael Tinsley's. But he has a scripture that we talk about as far as what apologetics is all about. What is that scripture that we give in the beginning of the broadcast? Everything is Bible Info Brokers today, remember? What is that scripture that we give about apologetics in our opening done by Michael Tinsley? That is your third or fourth question. I'll get it together. Let's go back to the phone calls at 888-995-5552. Call in. We have open lines. 888-995-5552. Open lines. Call right now. We want to hear from you. And don't forget, either double ambassador or ambassador double for my Golf God's Game ministry. And you're going to hear more about it because it's going to be a tremendous benefit to all of you, even though you don't care anything about golf. Or if you do, it's really going to be a blessing to you. So don't forget, double ambassador or ambassador double, what's your choice? And then get right into your memorial of your loved ones. Let's go to Lisa in Pasadena. Let me see if I got it. There you go. Lisa, thanks for calling in.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm well. Good. I'm blessed. I just wanted to give honor to my uncle.
Okay.
Who was, I don't know all of the details of it, but he went over, this was way back. He would be about, he's deceased now, but he mm-hmm. would be about 98 years old or so. So I'm not really sure of what military war that was particularly at that particular time, but he was in the Black Platoon, and they would send them in first to clear everything out, and that's what he did, and he was the only person that made it back.
Oh, wow.
And he did not get recognized during that era of life. However, when he was about, I guess it was about a year or two ago, he finally got recognized and got the stripe, I guess, of honor, or
yes.
I don't know the military, like, you know, protocols,
mm-hmm.
but he finally got recognized after all of that time.
Wow. There's a lot of soldiers. I've heard about that as well. God bless mm-hmm. you, Lisa, for that story. I appreciate you calling in.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much. God bless.
Thank you.
Wow. Those are the type of stories I want to give you. I'll give you another little story. If you're ever at Brookside Golf Course around the, I forget which hole it is. It's the one with the big water over there. You try to hit over the water if you are a longer hitter golfer. There's a Tuskegee Airmen's memorial stone there. And I never forget it, where I used to always pass it, didn't even know what it was until I stopped and took a look at it. And I actually have a picture of it, so I think I may post it on our Facebook page either tonight or before the show is over. And then that would be one of your questions, to be able to look on our Facebook page if you have access to internet. So that'd be, you know, this is a question for those people. But remember, everybody's going to get rewarded for just participating by sending in your answers. You have to send your answers in, though, to get that participation medal, as they say, or participation or reward. But yet, we have a Tuskegee Airmen, and I will take a picture and post it on our Facebook page sometime tonight or tomorrow, and you'll be able to I'll make sure I get it done before tonight is up. And then you will be able to check it out and then put down the answer of that person that's there. And that way I know that you're utilizing our platforms, and I appreciate that. Let's go back to the phones and talk with Rachel from Rock Hill, South Carolina, or as I say, by friend's permission, South Cackalacka. Rachel, thanks for calling in. You like what I said, South Cackalacka? You kind of related to that, didn't you?
God bless.
God bless you as well.
Doubles ambassador.
Double ambassador. Nobody likes ambassador double. I guess that's just too hip for you you folks. But anyway, I appreciate that answer. Tell me about your loved ones.
Well, it's not my loved one. Well, my loved one was my father, and I'm here today because he did make it back from World War II. Amen. But I just want to mention and challenge people to look in their history and look at the name of Dory or Doris Miller, who mm-hmm. we should know was one of the first black decorated veterans. I mean, well, he died at Pearl Harbor.
Oh, wow.
He was the one that was the cook that grabbed the guns and shot down two Japanese planes when they invaded. I thought that was pretty noteworthy. And I'm from a military family. Like I said, my dad came back from World War II. He was a combat engineer. And I think as a result of the military and his service, we all went into service, five of his six children and four different branches. So I just want to shout out, and I'm glad y'all got there.
Thank you, Rachel from South Cackalack. And I know it's late out there, so after the show, get on, fall asleep. I don't know, tomorrow's Memorial Day, so if you're working, you're off work, and enjoy your Memorial Day. But thanks for your calling in and shouting out.
I want to. Bye-bye.
God bless now. 888-995-5552, 888-995-5552. We have about 6 or so minutes left to the top of our break, so let me throw a couple of questions in here as folks are calling in. Brad, I'm going to get to you in a second. I'm going to get to you before we take a break, but I want to get a couple of more questions in here. And here's it's going to be sort of like a speed questions, and it's going to be the same type of question. You have to answer either in the Bible or not. Just say in Bible or not. Just put in or not, in or out, whatever works. But anyway, here's the questions. There are some words that people believe are in the Bible. So I'm going to mix them up. Some of them are and some of them not. So here's some of the questions, or here's some of the words, or even phrases. Bible is the word Bible in the Bible. Write that down. Your answer, yes or no, in or out. How about Trinity? Is that in the Bible or not? You got it? Trinity, is that in the Bible or not? How about a theological word? Exegesis, is that in the Bible or not? How about halo? Is that in the Bible or not? I got my engineer going, yes, that's exactly what you should be doing. Now, I don't want you to do a word search and all that kind of stuff. You know, kind of just be, you know, go from the top of your dome if you recall that it's in the Bible or not. If you're reading through the Bible chronologically, like I'm posting every day on Facebook, you will be able to know those answers, or at least most of them. How about, the rapture, is that in the Bible? How about discipleship? Is that in the Bible? All those questions. How about Mesopotamia? Is that in the Bible? I'm not going to repeat all these, but I'll be able to look back at them because I can't write that fast. But is Mesopotamia in the Bible? What about Ishkabibble? Is Ishkabibble in the Bible? There you have it. That's good for enough for right now. I'm going to bring Brad on before we get to the top of the hour break. We have about 3 minutes left, and I want you folks to call in so when we take our break, we have a full board so we can go through the memorials. And don't forget to give me your answer for ambassador or double ambassador for my concept of golf, God's game. And I'll get more into that on the other side of the break and let you know how serious it is and how encouraging it's going to be to many, many ministries, along with the one that God gave me to do. But my dear friend, please take an opportunity to call in, friends, at 888-995-5552. You can call in right now. We have open lines, 888-995-5552. Brad from Costa Mesa, thanks for holding on and calling in.
Hello, sir.
How are you doing? Actually, that's my son's name. That's one of my son's names, sir. So if you want to be formal.
Oh, Then
you can call me the father of sir. Then you can call me the father of sir.
Yeah, I'm supposed to be Bradley Broad Meadow, but my mom didn't like the name of that. Or the sound of it, I mean.
All right, my brother.
Feminine.
I understand.
Yeah,
I understand.
Real quick, I didn't get to hear all the questions, but I think no was the answer to most.
No. We don't ask you for no answers. Nobody asked you to give no answers on the air. This is for a shout out to memorial folks. That's why the answers are private. Don't be giving no answers.
Sorry. I just want to give a. I'm sorry. I didn't understand the question.
That's okay. That's okay. Now you can believe Brad if you want to.
I just want to give a shout out to my grandfather who served in World War II on a P-17. He did all the positions, mainly ball turret, and survived over 25 missions.
Wow.
Which should have come home, but on his last mission, he was involved in a mid-air collision, sadly. But two of the waist gunners survived, one of which told the story, and he was a believer and said that God was with him that evening. Didn't even have the chute to deploy, but when he got on the plane, he just kept the faith, and when he got on the aircraft, there it was when he needed it.
Wow.
So it's kind of a neat story, the way they survived, but my grandfather didn't come back. His best friend did, though, after 75 missions.
Wow.
And so I want to just shout out to him. His name was Charlie Obdosevich.
That's beautiful, man. And what was Grandpa's name again? Pardon me? What was Grandpa's name again?
Charles Obdosevich.
Oh, man.
Or Rochowitz. Yeah.
Really appreciate that, man.
He was the pillar of the family, the only son of all his siblings.
Wow.
And so a lot of the family members named their sons after him, you know, no doubt.
Brad, thanks for sharing, man. Thank you for sharing, brother.
You bet.
God bless you.
Yeah, and I have a lot of memorials set up for, like, at the OC Fair in his name, but also for all the other Army Air Corps guys that didn't come home. And they're, you know, of all the ones that did come back, they always say the true heroes were the ones that died, you know. And so sometimes it kind of gets me choked up, but
yes.
I appreciate all of them. I'm a vet myself, but I was not a combat vet. So
that's okay, brother. Thanks for your service.
I can only relate a little bit.
Thanks for your service and your family service, man.
I listen to you guys every night. Yeah, I appreciate you guys, and I know you got to go. I do as well. So
God bless you, man.
Working.
Oh, good. Keep that working going. And don't forget, if you got a little bit of extra, go kick us over some if you got a little extra after you take care of your own ministry, okay? God bless you, brother.
You bet. Thank you. Yeah, I sure do. God bless.
Appreciate you, man. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, you listen to Living by the Word Ministries presentation of the Bible Information Brokers, a special Memorial Day service where we flip the script and we're asking you questions and give you an opportunity to honor those of your loved ones, those that have served in the military. You give us a call at 888-995-5552, 888-995-5552. We're giving you 54 seconds maximum to try to get that shout out there, and we appreciate you honoring that. And by the music you hear in the background, you know it's time for us to take a break. So I'm going to give that number again where you can call in at 888-995-5552, 888-995-5552. And those of you that know about our Facebook presence and Bible Info Brokers email, but you can send us the answers. I'll tell you on the other side of the break. We'll be back after these messages. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Living by the Word Ministries presentation of the Bible Information Brokers. My name is Daryl E.Z.D. Fulton, the teammate that is here. The other guys are taking their break. No, they're taking care of some very serious business for the family and also for the ministry. Keep Brother Eric in your prayers. He's taking care of some business and, you know, some things he had to take care of. And I really appreciate my brother. And also PCH, professors over in Vietnam and the Cambodia area dealing with the sex trafficking ministry. Keep them in prayers for the very, very serious work that they're doing. And, you know, we just appreciate the opportunity to come on the air. And I decided to flip the script on you guys to ask you questions and give you an opportunity to participate by giving answers and everything about everything Bible Info Brokers. Everything Bible Info Brokers. I'll give you some other questions as we continue. And you're going to be able to send those answers in two different ways. One of the ways you're going to send the answers in, if you have access to the internet, is simply take a picture of your answers, or if you're already typing them out or emailing yourself or something like that, then you'll be able to email us those questions by, you know how to do that, either cut and paste, copy and paste, what have you, or take a picture of it and make an attachment of your answers if you wrote them down. And you're going to send those by way of this email address. And it's the same email address that you'll be able to do something like Zelling a donation. It actually works at livebyword@AOL.com. That's livebyword@AOL.com. And you can send those answers by internet or by email that way. The other way you're going to send the answers in, if you don't have access or you don't use email, is regular mail. And you're going to write the envelope out to Live By Word. And that's Living By The Word, or LBTW is fine, P.O. Box 90477, P.O. Box 90477 in Los Angeles, 90009. Now, I'm going to make sure I'm not confusing you guys in regards to what we're doing here. We're taking opportunities for you to call in with your memorial shout out to those that may have passed in the service. We want their name. We want their ranking, if you have that. You want the year they served, who they were to you. And if you have a little short story, we want to hear that story. And we want to all appreciate and give honor to them on this Memorial Day broadcast, Memorial Weekend broadcast, if you would. And for those of you that do that, you are participating. The other ones that are actually doing that and writing the answers to the questions, you're also participating. And next week, I want to be able to read all the answers and then see the participation and bless you all with some type of opportunity, gift, and participation. Just like, you know, we have scores now. People don't have that participation ribbon. I'm going to give you a participation ribbon, but that's not going to be a ribbon, but it may be in the form of a book. It may be the various offers that we're going to have, and you're going to be excited to hear about them. So please, I'm asking everyone that is listening to participate. We only had about four or five questions so far. Some of them were, you know, pretty easy as far as I'm concerned, but, you know, who knows? We'll see what happens. This is Everything Bible Info Brokers. I'll be asking some questions for those of you that have been listening to us for weeks, days, months, years. It's Everything Bible Info Brokers, so you'll be able to answer those questions. But if you're going to call in, we invite you to call in at 888-995-5552. Matter of fact, I really pray that you would call in for the last half of the broadcast at 888-995-5552 to give your memorial shout-out to those that you may know, loved one that served in the military, so that we may be able to do just what we're doing now with the freedom to be able to bring the gospel message to you and to be able to have various ways to get the word of God out without any kind of reprisal in a negative way where our lives being threatened. Now, let's take advantage of this freedom that we have and honor those that have given us and died for us for this opportunity to do so this Memorial Day weekend. So call us right now to give your shout out and honor those that may have served or did serve and they passed or they're wounded or even if they're serving now. And if you are a service person, you want to call in and tell us about some of your compadres that may have died in service and you know about, please take an opportunity to do that. That's even more sensitive to me about that. And I'll tell you about one of mine and how I came to be who I am because of one of my uncles who was in the Army as well. But right now I'm going to ask a dear friend of mine to come on the air and do what preachers do and give the gospel message to those that are listening so that somebody out there listening may come to a saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Cooper?
Can you honor us doing that? No, thank you. Well, that's what preachers do. That's what pastors do. That's what Christians are called to do. I'll make this very brief. You know, when I think about the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, I think probably most Christians, particularly pastors, we usually think of John 3:16. I think when if you want to keep it really simplistic, when Jesus is speaking to a religious man, a religious leader in the person of Nicodemus, he speaks to him and they have this conversation about what it means to be born again. Nicodemus is one who has adhered to the law of Moses, and that's what he knows and understands, but he knows nothing about the new birth. And Jesus says, truly, truly, I say unto you, except a man is born again, he cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. And so Nicodemus is really frustrated about that. And Jesus asks a very insightful question. He says, are you not the teacher of Israel, and you do not know those things? Now, someone may ask, why did Jesus ask Nicodemus that question? Well, because when you read the book of Ezekiel, you can read throughout the book, but when you start reading the chapters like chapter 33, and you hear where the prophet talks about the people of God being sprinkled with new water, and God was just alluding to the new birth back then. So Jesus realizes that Nicodemus, being in the position that he was in, should have known something about the new birth. But here's where he goes, and this is what I want to say briefly. The famous verse that we all know, John 3:16, Jesus began to speak, and he says to Nicodemus, and by extension to all of us, he says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Now, when you think about that, one of the questions that people often ask, what does it mean to have faith in God? And that's a question that I think is worth asking and worth answering, because I want to make sure that people understand what biblical faith is and what it is not. And let me start by saying what it is not. Biblical faith is not simply having a mental assent to truth. In other words, you can believe that there is a God. You can believe that he exists, and that's not biblical faith. For example, Paul says to the people, he says that, hey, you believe that even the demons believe in God, but they tremble. So that belief is not biblical faith. Okay? Biblical faith means when Jesus says that whosoever believes in the Lord will not perish but have everlasting life. You know what he's saying? He's saying a person who leans on the Lord, a person who puts their total trust in the Lord, a person who comes to the end of themselves and they put their all in the faith in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ and his finished work on the cross. So what that means is that I am trusting God, I'm trusting his word, that the record that he gave of his Son is true. So I'm willing to turn from my sin. We call that repentance. And by faith, I'm willing to accept the record that God gave of his Son. And that's what it means to have biblical faith. So it's not about my feelings. Feelings come and go. But I want to read a scripture just real fast before I turn this back over to you, Daryl. In Romans chapter 10, another well-known verse, the Apostle Paul, in speaking, he says in verse 9 that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. So here we have that word believe again. And so again, that word means to lean on the Lord. It means to trust the Lord. It means to not trust in yourself, not trust in good works, not trust in anything else, but you are putting your trust in Christ alone for your salvation. In other words, you are acknowledging that there is nothing in you that can make yourself right with God. It is only the righteousness of Christ that can make you right before God. So any person can come to faith in Christ and accept him. And God has promised that whosoever comes to him, he will in no wise cast him out.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you very much, Pastor Cooper. Really appreciate that. And ladies and gentlemen, you've heard the gospel message, and please, please, please know that no man will have an excuse before an all-knowing God. He so loved the world, as he said, that he gave his only begotten son. So please, please, please take the admonition, take the knowledge that you just received, and accept Christ as Lord and Savior even now. 888-995-5552 is the number to call in. For the call-ins are going to be giving honor to those that were fallen in service on this Memorial Day weekend. I'm asking you questions tonight. When Professor and Eric gets back, we'll be flipping it back the normal way we do things here, where you can call in with your questions and we give you a biblical response. But now I'm asking you to write down your answers to the questions. And it's going to be about the Bible Information Broker. It's going to be about the Bible. It'll be about the various things that have been happening over all the years that we've been on the air. So if you've been listening for any length of time, you may be able to have these answers. And I want you to write those answers down. And when you write the answers down, or if you typing it to yourself or sending yourself a text or email, you'll be able to send them in two different ways. And everyone who participates in answering these questions will receive something. And I'll tell you more about that next week by participating. But I want to see who's going to participate. Send your answers to your questions by email if you have that ability. And the email address that we want you to use is livebyword. That's livebyword. At AOL.com. The other way you're going to do is simply write your questions out, if you want to do that, and then you can mail them in. And you're going to mail them into our P.O. Box number. And that P.O. Box number and the address you're going to write on there is make everything out to Living by the Word, or LBTW on the envelope. And that's P.O. Box 90477 in Los Angeles 90009. Again, write the envelope out to LBTW or Living by the Word. And that's P.O. Box 90477 in Los Angeles 90009. Now, I asked a question earlier about giving me a, before you give me a minute, your memorial shout out or memorial to the your loved ones or people that you know that served in the armed services. We want to, don't forget to give their name, their rank if you have it, the service that they served in. The approximate year or the war or conflict that they were involved in, and anything else. You may have a little short story about them. We want to receive that. We want to take as many calls as we can on that. So by doing so, then we honor those on this Memorial Day, and we appreciate that in advance. So let's go back to the telephones right now before I give you – well, you know what? Yeah, I'm going to go to the phones first, and I'm going to get these questions together that I'm going to give you, because there's going to be another group of questions that's going to be about everything – Living by the Word or Bible Info Brokers. So let's go to our dear friend in Pasadena, Eric. Eric, thanks for holding on and calling in.
Hi, I want to know, how do you become born of the water and the Spirit? How do I know that I have the Holy Spirit living in me and I will go to heaven when I die?
You know what, Eric, what I'm going to do is I'm going to put you on hold right now, and I'm going to have a pastor talk with you on off the air about that. We gave the gospel message, and we're going to have him talk to you about that, okay? So, Pastor, if you'd be able to pick that call up on Eric on number two, and you can talk with Eric about his question, because we are receiving memorial shout outs to those that are calling in, and we're going to deal with all the other questions that you're going to give the answers to as I give you the questions and you send those answers in. Let's go to, let's take another Eric. Eric, what city are you calling from?
Eric, this is Eric.
Oh, this is Mr. Eric, Mr. Stanton.
Your buddy, your teammate.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, I know where you're calling from. You're calling from the high mountains, aren't you, somewhere?
Somewhere up in the mountains.
Do you have anybody that was in the service, brother? Any loved ones?
Yes, that's actually one of the reasons why I was calling. I come from a very large family, and I have six uncles. Three of them.
10 seconds left. No, I'm sorry.
No. Bell does not apply here.
Go ahead, brother.
No, first of all, there, I want to tell you what a great job you're doing there, with two teammates down or away.
Indeed.
And I wanted to thank Remy especially for doing double duty tonight. He's taking my place and he's taking Ozzy's place. So want to give a big shout out to him and thank Pastor Cooper for being there.
Thank you, thank you. You're checking things out. We really appreciate that.
Yeah, well, my three uncles, Aloysius, one, I'm not sure what's, I didn't really know him that well. I'm not sure about, he died when I was very young.
Mm-hmm.
Then my Uncle Jerome Allen, they're all Allen, so Jerome Allen served in the Air Force. He actually flew on B-17s in the Korean War. And then my Uncle Charles Allen, who was in the Army. And again, I don't know much about what his service was, but I just want to remember them. They've all passed on. Just remember them on this day. And I just appreciate their service and what they've done for the country and for our family. And once again, thank you, Daryl.
I appreciate that, brother. I mean, I know we had a little difficulty with our Facebook page. I hope that that's going well. And I also had an opportunity to talk with Brother Sal, who's putting on our Bible study. And I just wanted to remind the people that if they go to our website at BibleInfoBrokers.com, they'll be able to see right on the front page about the virtual Bible study, and they can communicate with Brother Sal, who's running that for us. And really appreciate that. And, you know, remember all those books and everything we got from Ari, from Brian. And we're talking about how we're going to do that. I think, I mean, I looked through all those books, man. Those are some very, very, very nice books. Very, I mean, Brian kept his stuff immaculate as far as his books and everything concerned. I mean, you could tell they were, you know, used and read. But at the same time, man, he did a fine, he's like a librarian. And I just happened to talk to Brother Sal, who's in that area of life. And we were discussing about what we're going to do with all those books. And one of the things we are going to do is for those that are participating, we're going to give them an opportunity to get, you know, some of those books, and we're going to do some other things with them to be able to bless their community of believers and the body of Christ as a whole. So we'll be talking about that, brother. But I don't want to hold you up anymore. You know, this is one of your breaks. You don't take as many as Craig, so I really appreciate you calling in and sharing what you did, my man.
Thank you for allowing me my union approved break.
God bless you.
Once again, appreciate you, brother. I will be back next week.
Promises, promises. See you, brother. God bless, man. Enjoy.
Hold me to it. Hold me
you know I will. All right, brother. We'll talk to you. That was our dear friend, Eric Stanton, our screener, our teammate extraordinaire, as he called, our engineer's extraordinaire. This is extraordinary, brother, that we're going to be having another ministry that we're talking about soon. They're dealing with, let's put it this way, weddings and funerals. And we'll be bringing more news about that. Just giving you a little teaser right now as the various ministries, coming through Living by the Word Ministries will be popping up for you to be able to, take advantage of and enjoy. So again, let me give the number where you can call in at 888-995-5552. 888-995-5552 is the number, for everyone that want to call in and give a shout out to the memorial of those loved ones that may serve and that have served in the service and are no longer with us. Or even if you're serving, if they're serving in the service now and they're wounded, especially our wounded warriors, we may have special shout out and prayer and blessings to them for the sacrifice they have done. And also, if you're a service person, you want to call in and just give a shout out, we really appreciate that as well. So let's do this. Let's go to Muriel in Hawthorne. Merle in Hawthorne. Merle, thanks for holding on and calling in.
Yes, sir. First of all, I want to thank you and bless you for this platform of admonishing and acknowledging veterans. I want to give a shout out to my father. He was one of the first Black Fleet Master Chiefs on the USS Forrestal, Electrician Mate Master Chief Merle Gar Sr.
Amen.
He was a Vietnam veteran. I also served in the United States Navy, and I was in the Desert Shield, Desert Storm war. So thank you for this platform and thank you for this opportunity, and God bless your ministry.
Man, God bless you for your service, man, and your family as well, brother. We really appreciate you, brother. God bless.
Thank you.
All righty. 888-995-5552, 888-995-5552. Please give us a call about just what Burl was talking about, you know, your loved one that served. If you served, we want to hear from you. This is one to honor you. This is your weekend. You should have more than a weekend, but that's what we do. We're celebrating, so let's take an opportunity to, as we say, give a shout-out, but also give honor and respect and honor where honor is due to our fallen soldiers, those who may be wounded right now. God bless you. Speedy recovery. Anything we can do, we will be doing things from the standpoint of ministry and the ministry that God gave me in this God's game that we've kind of talked about. We'll be talking more about, you'll be hearing more about it. Also, for those of you that are participating with answering questions, you will send your answers in. We have many more questions we're going to do, and I'm going to be hitting you up a lot towards the end of the broadcast, so stay tuned for your question that you'll be able to answer. Everything Bible Info Brokers, something about the show that may not necessarily be in the Bible, but it's about the show that you should know if you've been listening for any length of time. So we really appreciate that. And we'll be getting back to those. Well, as a matter of fact, here's some questions now. Here's a couple of questions right now. I'm going to call out the city, and I want you to write down the names, other than your own name, the names of people that have called the broadcast. It can be whatever year, because we have all, I have access to all the names and everything right before me, of the people, their first name. When I give you the city, you give me the name. One name is sufficient, but if you have more than one name, that's great. Cannot be your own. It cannot be your own, obviously. But that's talking about everything Bible Info Brokers. So let's go down some of the names, some of the cities, and you give me the names of the callers that called in and participated telephonically. Okay, here we go. Anaheim. Write down anybody you remember that called in from the city of Anaheim. How about Chatsworth. Anybody's name but your own. They called in. Out of the 25 years, someone called from Chatsworth. How about people calling in or communicating or answering a question from Eastvale. How about Canoga Park? How about Australia? Someone that called in from Australia. Some ones that called in from Australia. Now, I know I may be going a little fast, but you can get it. How about from the city of Pasadena? You should be able to have a few names from Pasadena. How about Monrovia? Can't be your own name, but Monrovia. Okay, how about from Mission Viejo? Mission Viejo. How about Oxnard? Any names from Oxnard? How about North Hollywood? Anybody from North Hollywood that you remember? How about South Bay? Anybody from South Bay? How about Los Angeles? Anyone from Los Angeles? Cannot be your name now. How about from Los Angeles? That's good for right now for those names. All you got to do is match up names. Give me a name. And we have all the names on all the shows that we write. And if they called in or you heard a question from them, we usually give their name and the city. So I gave you the city. All you got to do is give us a name. We really appreciate you participating in that. Here's a question also. We used two words that was pretty interesting, and I'm setting up like this. I'm going to give you the number that you can call in for your memorial shout out. And don't forget about giving me my answer about double ambassador, ambassador double, for my possible trademark or dealing with golf God's game, the triple G effect that I'm going to be dealing with. That's going to be a blessing to many ministries because of that double ambassador or ambassador double. You help me decide which one by letting me know that before you get into your memorial and shout out. But also on your question, you can, that was one of the questions, I believe. If it wasn't, make it a question now, choose Ambassador Double or Double Ambassador. You can write that answer in as well. Now, we have said before in the past, and sort of like a my is situation. I want you to fill in the blanks, and I'm going to give you my example, and you can give me your example. It's dealing with letting people know what you believe by using two words that are the base, which is my, and then the other word is to be a my blank is blank. I'm going to fill in my blank and explain it to you, and then you'll be able to fill in your blank on the my blank is blank to describe what you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Whatever you choose, you have to put some thought to this. It could be a phrase or it can be one word. And I'm going to give you my blank is blank. And here it is. My soteriology is monergistic. Woo, easy. Craig's not even here. You're using big three-letter words. Three-syllable words, I should say. Three-letter words. Three-syllable words. I'll say it again. My soteriology. Man, I almost sound like I'm intelligent, but we know better. My soteriology is monergistic. I'm going to read a scripture to you, and it kind of explains what I just said. And this is what I want you to do. As succinct as you can make it, do like I'm just doing there and find a scripture or have the scripture that explains what you believe and why you believe it. Or not necessarily why you believe, but what you believe. And you can have a conversation with people. So you'll put this on a T-shirt or something like that, or bumper sticker, just whatever it's going to be. All kind of things coming along this line. Like my blank is blank. My answer is my soteriology is synergistic. That's one example I have. But here's the scripture. Ephesians 2, 8 and 9. It says, for by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not of your own doing. It is the gift of God, not of works, so that no one may boast. Ephesians 2, 8, 9 describes my soteriology is monergistic, which simply means that the way I am saved or my salvation message is monergistic, which means it's by Christ alone, through faith alone. Nothing I can do. So that's the monergistic part. The soteriology is basically this talking about salvation. So my salvation is through Christ alone, through faith alone. That's why it's monergistic. So you see what I'm saying? So in your answer, give me something that deep, or give me something as you wish, but make it scripturally based and give me a scripture that corresponds to my, or in your case, you would say my blank is blank. Hope that's not too confusing. I hope I gave you a sufficient enough answer to participate in that question. Now, you've had some simple ones, I believe, and maybe a little bit more thoughtful ones. And I would ask you this question also. What does PCH mean? I've said PCH on this broadcast for many years. What does PCH mean? Write that down, the answer, please. But right now, I'm going to ask that you call in at 888-995-5552, 888-995-5552, to give us some more shout-outs, some more memorials to those that are fallen soldiers or loved ones that you may have that served, and you want to honor them this Memorial Day, or this Memorial Weekend, I should say, Memorial Day being tomorrow. Let's go to Anna in Los Angeles. Anna, thanks for holding on and calling in.
Hi.
How you doing?
Okay.
Good.
Yeah, I wanted to give a shout out to my uncle. I think he was in World War II,
mm-hmm.
and he got shot. He was in the Navy, and he got shot down. Not shot down. I guess they shot his torpedoed his ship.
Right. What's Uncle's name, Anna?
His name was Theodore Cortez.
All right. And he served in what part of service?
Navy. He was in the Navy.
Navy man. Very good. And what conflict was this event?
He survived that.
Wow.
A lot of people died, but he survived it. Wow. And he was talking about something that was really strange. He said there's rivers in the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard of that?
No, I didn't.
You have?
No, I did not. No, I did not know that.
Anyway, he said there's rivers in the ocean that doesn't mix with the regular water, and they didn't have any water. And I guess they were all a little crazy, you know, not having water and everything. And he just had this feeling he wanted to dip down in the water, and it was fresh water. Now, I don't know if that's true, but
yeah.
I'd like to find out if that's true because, you know, I mean, I don't think so. I don't know. I just wondered like that.
And you got me beat. So if anybody does know, that can be a question. Are there rivers?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Are there rivers in the ocean, as you said? Are there rivers in the ocean? Is that how it works?
Yeah, rivers in the ocean.
All right. That's Anna's question. That's not my question. But Anna.
So he survived that. And they were stuck out there for a long time.
Anna, thank you very much. Thank you very much for your participation. Mm-hmm. God bless you.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye. You too. Bye.
Don't forget, folks, those that are participating by calling in, that's a participation, and you're definitely going to be involved in our participation awards, our rewards, I should say. Everybody be getting something. So please call in right now. We have the open lines. We only have about another 23 minutes or so left, so take advantage of it. Let's give many more shout-outs to our those that served in the services. Let's give them a shout-out, please, those loved one of yours, wounded soldiers, even now, those that may be living, and you have a special message for us and how much we need to really appreciate the service that you guys have served. I did not get a chance to serve. I was headed towards the Air Force Academy out of high school. A dear friend of mine, brother, we both went to the various ways to get appointed. I think he went through Congresswoman Burke, and I went through Alan Cranston, the senator, and my dear friend from high school, Brother Phil Smith, was I think Phil wound up being a B-52 bomber, because that's what pilot. That's what him and I was trying to go in for, and I just took a different route. And you know, God bless my brother Phil, and I remember him back in 1970, something like that. But God bless you also, Brother Phil Smith, my dear friend who served back in high school, right out of high school. So, folks, 888-995-5552 is the number. 888-995-5552 is the number for you to call in. And until you start calling in and get those calls here, I will give you some more questions. And here's a question that we talk about. And the answer is going to be three words. And all the words are going to be similar. When we read the Bible, and I'm going to give a scripture example. If we read the Bible and we don't read it in its proper something, then this can be confusing. It can cause all kind of problems. It'll mess up the doctrine of belief, et cetera, et cetera. I'm not going to do like they do in a game, Scrabble or some crossword puzzle. I'm going to simply tell you that when we read the Bible, we must read it in its proper blank. Please fill in the blank, because I'm going to read one scripture. And I want you to tell me what word or words changes the proper blank that we just talked about. And I'm going to read from, let me give a pretty common one. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was a God. Is that in its proper blank or not? And you have to fill in the blank on what that is, the proper what, and then tell me if it was in its proper blank, the answer that I just gave you. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was a God. Please tell me if that is proper blank. 888-995-5552 is the number. 888-995-5552 is the number. For those of you that want to call in and give a shout out to the Memorial Day, or Memorial Weekend, I should say, in the day tomorrow, of those that may have served, of your loved ones, those that you know. We really appreciate you doing that. So give us a call. We want to hear from you. And you have, you know, everybody's been honoring the 54-second rule, and we only have about 20 minutes left in the broadcast. So I want to take as many calls as I can about the shout-outs and the questions and everything. We're going to do more of things like this in the near future, not the whole show, as it were, but portion of the show, we're going to be doing these type of things so that we can have very much interaction and interactivity and participation with our listening audience, the team that I call the team listeners. So please call us in right now at 888-995-5552, 888-995-5552. And please don't forget to give me a little help if I should deal with this golf gods game and deal with it from the standpoint of a theme or a logo or a motto as double ambassador or ambassador double. Those are two choices today. We may come up with something another time. But right now, let's go back to the phones and talk with Bobby in the city of Carson.
Hello there. How are you?
Is this my buddy, Bobby? Is this my buddy, Bobby? Hold on. Bobby, you may speak.
one of your trivia questions didn't have to do with a street name, did it?
Don't be trying to help people with the answer. Don't be doing that, teacher. You're a teacher.
No, I just wanted to make sure it was someone's name versus a geographical location.
Yeah, well, I just want to see what people put. Stop trying to help people out, teacher.
Okay, all right.
We're not graded under no curve. We're dealing straight up. This is hardball. Bobby, thanks for calling in, my brother. What you got for me? Anybody?
Well,
in your...
I want to honor three people.
Please.
First of all, I'd like to honor everybody that is now serving and has served,
yes,
and gave the ultimate sacrifice for this country and their service to it. My uncle served in Vietnam and was one of the many who came home with the Agent Orange problem.
Mm.
My stepfather served in the Navy, but he served in between World War II. He served during the time of the Korean War, but not active duty in the war itself.
Okay.
But you know, he was everywhere else in a ship. And then a lovely, beautiful woman that you know, my wife Jean. Her dad, God bless him, he's still with us, but he served in the Korean War, a tour in Korea, and he served two tours in Nam. Then he went on to serve in the White House in his dress blues, and retired from the Secret Service. So he gave the better part of his adult life to this country in a variety of different capacities.
Now you said that was Gene's dad?
Gene's dad, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's big time there.
Yeah.
Wow, God bless all your loved ones, man.
Absolutely, absolutely. And the young man who is Gene and I referred to him as our son because he was one of the ball players that I coached when I was coaching Babe Ruth baseball.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd had a real tough life, and we kind of brought him into our home and in our lives, and he really hugged on to us, you know, tightly as to being involved. He joined the Navy, and he's still in the Navy today, Norfolk, Virginia, and he's now a bosun in the bosun's mate in the or no, not a bosun man, the bosun himself in the Navy.
Give us the first name so we can keep him in our prayers, man.
His name is Stephen Sturm.
Stephen Sturm. Man, I really appreciate
Stephen
that.
Sturm.
I appreciate
graduated
that,
from Westchester High School, a place you know about.
Yeah, I won't hold that against you. Indeed. Now, we're giving out everybody's stuff, Bobby. Anyway, man, I really appreciate you calling in with sharing that, my brother. I really appreciate that. Tell
God
Ms.
bless
Jean
you guys for doing this tonight and for doing this every Sunday night. You know, you and Craig and you know, just everybody and your whole team since I well, that's how I met you and everything. You have dramatically changed my Christian walk in life, and as a result, have saved my soul, and I can't thank for anything better than that. So,
and like I always tell you, man, it's the same privilege that we have in giving to each other is what Jesus told us, that we show our love by those actions. So thank you for the privilege of serving, and thank you for serving us as well. God bless you, man.
Thank you.
Appreciate you.
Take care. Enjoy the rest of the week.
Thank you, brother.
Talk to you soon. Thank you.
Bye-bye. 888-995-5552 is the number. 888-995-5552. Don't forget to give me a little quick thought about Double Ambassador or Ambassador Double for my Golf God's Game ministry that's going to be launching real soon on a serious level, to be able to bless many people in ministry and outside of ministry and bring the believing and unbelieving world together through the game of golf. I just know that God's been opening up so many different doors in this area that it's kind of mind-boggling to me now as I think about it and as I'm kind of living it. So appreciate that little shout-out. Then after you do that, you can, if you call in, you can give us a memorial. Shout-out to those that have served in the military, of your loved ones, those that you know, those that will influence you in your life, that gave their life, that are even still living, serving today. It's Memorial Day, Memorial Day weekend, folks. So please take an opportunity for the few minutes we have left in the broadcast to call with those shouts out, and I'll throw some more questions, everything Bible Info Brokers. Not too much more heavy stuff, but at least some things that'll get you to think about the program and the ability to continue with the program. So when talking about continuing, let me do real quickly a little shout out about the giving that we do need to hear from you from a financial standpoint, because I don't want to hear Eric and Craig get on my case for not doing it. So let me do my job here. It is, we are a faith supported ministry, and we have various ways that can designate. If you have not heard about them before, there's three main ways that we have you designate. And then those three ways are just a general fund, and we call it the BIB, a Bible Info Brokers Fund, as general. So if you don't put any designation on there, that money that you send in will go towards a general fund. And then as we have need for various other funds and various other situations that comes up, we apply that accordingly. But if you want to designate specifically to our dear friend Brian, man, so instrumental to this broadcast, and we miss him dearly, man. I was hearing his voice the other day, not by anything spooky. I was actually playing a tape, and I heard his voice. You know, I was listening to him, what he was talking about. And Brian left us Eric blessed us with countless number of books that he had in his library, and we're going to be sharing those in various ways throughout this ministry. So hang in there as we let you know more about that. But Brian's wife, his widow, you know, we believe it's the right thing to do to support that situation that had that unexpected change in life, and it caused economic hardship to a certain degree. Eric's very hardworking, not prideful in a negative sense, but prideful in the sense that she likes to, you know, be a grown-up and take care of a business. But we feel like it's a privilege and a duty and obligation that we help support those that have been supporting this ministry for so many years. Brian never received a salary. None of us ever received a salary in this ministry. And we just count it a privilege to be able to be a blessing to Ari at this time and helping her pay for some of her medical bills. So that fund is a FFF fund, a friendly a friendly fund. It's the FFF fund. I can't think about it now. I'm just thinking about Brian and his whole situation. You know, we are as emotional as we can get and try to maintain some kind of dignity on the radio. So the Faithful Friend Fund is what it's called. The other fund is the TOT, where Professor Craig goes overseas and takes an opportunity, a very efficient way to do ministry, whereby he takes the Word of God and teaches those who are teachers out there to go into the various regions that he cannot even be permitted to go into. And by that particular efficient way to do ministry, people are able to get to the Bible, get Bible teaching, Bible teachers. They're able to teach them in their own language, their own native tongue, and where the Bible's not even allowed to go. It's kind of illegal at times to proselytize out in those various areas in Nepal, Bhutan, and Kathmandu, and things like that. And we have that TOT fund. So BIB, FFF, TOT fund, you can designate, and you can decide, you can actually give. You can actually send a check by whatever means you want. If you want the bank to send it, talk to your bank online. You know how to do that stuff online. Ask your bank to send it in. That way, no fees are taken out. I love the fact that no fees are taken out. I hate fees, but that's just me. And you can make the check out to LBTW, or Living by the Word, P.O. Box 90477 in Los Angeles, 90009. Once again, write the check in the envelope, money order, cashier's check, and all that stuff. And the envelope must read LBTW, or Living by the Word, P.O. Box 90477 in Los Angeles, 90009. Every other way to give, you can go to our website at BibleInfoBrokers.com. Go there now. Click the icon that says support and donate, and you'll be able to give by the method of internet. And I even found a new method that I gave, and you can give this way, and it's also no fees, by Zelling it. If you want to Zell us funds, you can do so by the email address that we're using to also send in your questions for tonight. And that email address is livebyword, that's livebyword@aol.com for Zelle. But if you go to our website, you will see how to do it also by our website on support and donate icon, and click that and follow the instructions. Either way you give, we thank you 100% in advance, and God bless you for that. But please, if you're not able to give, don't sweat that. You're able to pray. And that's what we covered the most. That's what we really need, your prayers. If you had a choice between the two and you only can do one, pray. Don't worry about the money aspect. God will take care of that. And also, additionally, one very important thing to us, myself in particular, if you're going to give to this ministry, even though we're not your church per se, you can treat us as your church, we're a body of Christ, but we're not your church per se where you go to on a weekly basis, you participate, you fellowship, you exercise your spiritual gifts. Don't take a dime away from that ministry to give here. Give as the Lord has given to you and support this ministry, the extra, over and beyond what you give to your ministry. Support your local ministry, please. Please, please, please. I've been saying that for umpteen years, probably all the 25 plus years we've been on the air. Do not take away from your ministry to support us, but we thank you in advance for supporting us. Let's go back to the phone calls and listen to our dear friend, Dan and Torrance. Dan, how you doing, bro?
Hey, man. How are you?
Doing well, as you can see. Got a little emotional thinking about my boy, Brian. Oh, he's got emotional over here. You see that, Remy? I got a little emotional.
Yeah. When you got emotional, it made me emotional.
Well, it's well good. Our fellowship before, our little burgers and all that stuff. Remember when we had, I ain't going to get into all that stuff, man. Give me some shout outs. Wait, first of all, give me my ambassador, double ambassador, or ambassador double.
I'm not sure exactly how I was in and out on listening.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about that. I'm not going to go over it right now. Just give me then your shout outs about the military.
I'll put in on it later. So, I'm a golfer, but sometimes you get so heavy into it,
mm-hmm.
My eyes kind of glaze over. My ears glaze over, too.
I love you, too.
I'm a golfer.
Actually, you golf way before me because we talked about that. But now,
yes,
we'll talk about that later on. Yeah.
And I haven't been able to do it lately. I wish I could because of my back. Anyway, I can't give a shout-out to anybody because they're all, being at my age, they've all passed.
Well, then those are the ones that we want to shout. Those are the memorials we want to shout.
My uncle gave his life in World War II before I was born. I was born in 52 after World War II.
What's uncle's name? What's uncle's name?
Clayton. They called him Bud, mm-hmm. Brennansville.
Okay.
And he was in. He went missing up in a. He was on one of those a barge up in above Alaska, as far up there as you can get, mm-hmm. pretty much. And then I guess being so close, right across, somehow they had war up there too. So the barge went missing, and he went missing.
Wow! I bet my Pastor Cooper can relate to that because he was in Alaska for some time as well in his service in the Army. But anybody else? Anybody else in the family?
Yeah, my brother. He was I have a half brother that mm-hmm. was a lifer, retired from. Well, he went from the Air Force, retired. He transferred over into the Army, so because he was a high up as you could be sergeant in the mm-hmm. Air Force, and he transferred over his last hitch into the Army to become a warrant officer to retire as an officer.
Wow.
So he did over 20 years and then did some more over in the Army and then retired. Him and then my grandfather got mustard plaster in World War I.
Mm.
And my other step-grandfather on the other side, he was a lifer in the Navy. I didn't go because they ended the draft right before.
Yeah.
As we're pulling out of Vietnam, first they were going to take me. Nobody wanted to go there. And then my number was just going to get picked, and they ended the draft, thank God.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I was kind of like you, headed that direction. But I want to thank you. I mentioned this to your board op, who's standing in for Eric, that, you know, you're not talking about it, but I want to thank you for your time served, for your service. We say that to the military, thank you for your service. But people forget to thank our police officers and peace officers for their service. You did that. You were a lifer in that.
Yeah, well, thank you very much.
Instead of going in the military, but you still were serving all those years.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Dan, and I agree with you, and it's not universally accepted as that, but I appreciate the shout-out, my brother. God bless you as normal, man. I appreciate we're gonna talk soon, and maybe we can get on that driving range and something like that soon.
And the money thing, I can't give right now. I give normally after the first because that's when my check comes in. Mm-hmm. So I give mine monthly on that.
Appreciate that, brother. So keep my whole situation about the golf as God's game and prayer, and we'll talk about it soon personally, okay? God bless you, man. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, and let's all pray for God's traveling grace.
Yes, indeed.
Craig, while he's overseas,
yes,
that he comes back safe and back to us to come back and answer our questions.
Indeed.
Oh, are we going to have the other professor on next week to fill in for Craig?
We'll figure that out soon. But thank you very much for asking, brother. God bless you, man.
All right. God bless you. Thank you. Man. I love you.
Love you too, bro. 888-995-5552. 888-995-5552. Because I've been doing this for so long, I can see we only have about 5 or 6 minutes left in this broadcast. So I want you to call in with your shout outs in regards to those that you want to honor for Memorial Day. Please give us a call right now. We want to take as many as we can. We have about 4.5 minutes left. So let's go right now immediately. And I won't bother you with a question because I have two final questions I will shoot to you so that you can be a participant since you did not call in. But right now, we're going to go to Fountain Valley and talk with Danny. Danny, thank you for calling in. You're probably our last caller for the night.
I know I called you guys before about the Saul, King Saul and his nonsense.
Right. I appreciate that.
This was years ago, but I am a U.S. Navy combat veteran.
My man.
Who served in the Gulf War and Operation Enduring Freedom.
All right.
From 1983 to 2008. My dad was U.S. Army. He was the 82nd Airborne U.S. Army Ranger. He served in World War II and the Korean War.
All right.
I have countless other brothers that I served with during the Gulf War that did not come back home. And the reason why I'm here alive today is because of that sacrifice.
Man. Brother, all I can do is say with all my heart, thank you. Thank you, thank you. And God bless you, man.
I want to thank you guys for what y'all have been doing for 25 years. And I've been listening to y'all every night before I come to work. I'm at work right now at Hyundai here in Fountain Valley.
My brother.
And I listen to y'all constantly every night.
Appreciate you, man.
Y'all keep me grounded.
Share that you're listening to us, man, with anybody and everybody that you can. And God bless you, man. Thank you for your service.
You guys stay blessed.
You too, brother. God bless you, man. Ladies and gentlemen, well, there you have it. I probably can do another 4 or 5 hours of this type of show. I love this interaction with the people. Would love to be able to take. I ask you a whole lot more questions. I had a whole lot more questions to ask you, too, but I'm going to end with these two questions. And the two questions are, I got to make sure I got them right here. I don't want to get it wrong because I actually typed it to myself so I can read my own writing. So bear with me as I bring them up right here. There's going to be a question about you. And it's going to be a question about Bible Info Brokers. The you question is this. Tell me in 54 words or less, maximum 54 words, about how you, if you're a believer, came to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. So interested in that. If you have not answered any of the other questions, I need you to answer that question in particular. Very, very interested in you. And if you're an unbeliever and you listen to our broadcast, and we love you, we consider you part of the team as well. Matter of fact, you're a more important part of the team because, as they say, it's, for those that aren't saved, the angels rejoice in heaven when you come to a saving knowledge in Christ. So if you're an unbeliever and you listen to this broadcast, I need to know the last time a believer talked to you, not this radio broadcast or us, but some friend, family, or coworker or associate who claims to be a believer and they talk to you about Jesus Christ, I'm interested in if we're doing the work of ministry to the unbelieving world. And if you're unbelieving, faithful listener to this broadcast, that's your question. You don't have to give names, but I'm just interested in the situation. And finally, here's an opportunity for you to let Bible information brokers have it. What I mean by that is, I want you to be sincere, gracious, and honest in your comments and our questions about the Bible information brokers. We're interested in your legitimate critique, your criticisms, and also in particular your comments about what we can do as a team, you, the listening audience, of us, to make this broadcast that much better for the listeners, for us, and for the archive shows that people may be listening to. So those are your last two questions. Start writing, and then when you send it in, don't forget the email address that you're going to email those answers is livebyword@aol.com. livebyword@aol.com. Or if you're going to mail it, make sure the envelope with your questions inside the envelope reads Living by the Word or LBTW at P.O. Box 90477, Los Angeles 90009. And with the minute I have left, I'm going to simply say that eternity is too long to be wrong. We gave you the gospel message. We talk about Jesus Christ. Please, please get to know him as your personal Lord and Savior, because the eternity is much, much too long to be wrong. And yes, we believe we have the answer. We know we have the answer biblically, and we shared it with you weekly. And on behalf of all everyone that participated, thank you. Remy, thank you. Pastor Cooper, thank you. Eric, keep everybody in your prayers. My name is Daryl Easy D. Fulton. Yes, indeed, I'm Mama Grace and Big Daddy's baby boy, saying if the Lord willing. We'll be back next week with more of the Bible Information Brokers. Please, please, please pray for us collectively and individually. God bless.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.